Our scripture this morning comes out of the book of John, chapter 15, starting with verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. This is the word of God for the people of God. We live in a world that is full of connections. We connect to Wi-Fi. We connect to Bluetooth. We connect to social medias. But just because something's connected doesn't mean that it is working or thriving or fruitful. Jesus doesn't just ask if we're connected to him. He invites us to consider how we are connected. We are loosely hanging on a deep, or are we deeply abiding? Sometimes our phones say they're connected to Wi-Fi, but nothing's loading. Sometimes you're connected to someone online, but there's no real relationship. The same thing can be true in our faith. So here's the question that I want you to reflect on today. How are you connected to Jesus? By Jesus calling himself the true vine, Jesus places himself as the only source of life and nourishment for us. If you're looking for a spiritual strength, fulfillment, or purpose outside of Jesus, it's like being a branch without being connected to the vine. That branch will not produce any fruit. It leads only to withering and spiritual death. Are you superficially connected, or are you spiritually connected? Jesus says he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. Remember Judas? He walked with Jesus. He heard his teachings. He saw his miracles, but his heart wasn't truly connected to Jesus. Look at where it got him. So what does superficial connection look like? Superficial now. What does that look like? Here's a few examples. It looks like a church attendance without a heartfelt transformation. It looks like Bible reading without obedience. It looks like a Christian title without a Christian-centered living. Spiritual connection is life-giving. It's transforming. It produces fruit. That's the difference. So another question. Are you occasionally connected or continually abiding? Jesus doesn't say, visit me once a week. He doesn't say, come to church on Sunday morning, you're good to go for the rest of the week. He doesn't say, just connect with me just on Sunday when you're sitting in the pew and you're on your own the rest of the week. He doesn't say, check in with me when you're in trouble. He says this, remain. That means dwell. That means stay. That means to abide. Real connection is daily. It is consistent and relational. You cannot microwave spiritual growth. You can't just press the button for 30 seconds and come out and be warm and ready to go. And be fruitful. You have to stay close to the source. Are you staying connected? Are you in the world, in the Word daily? Do you read your Bible every day? Do you spend time in devotion every day? Do you have Jesus walk alongside of you in all that you say and do? Are you connected? Do you pray? Not just when things go wrong, but you're staying tuned with God's heart? Are you living a lifestyle of dependence on Jesus? Are you passive or fruitful? Jesus explained that no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. We can't just say, oh, Jesus, oh, I want to go do this today for you and for your kingdom. Can I borrow you just for a little while? That's not what he's saying. One thing that Jesus expects is when we go forth and make disciples of all men, and we are fruitful, he expects the people that we influence to be blessed. But he also says that we too will be blessed for the work that we do when we are connected to Jesus Christ. If we try to live independently from God, we lose the ability to produce anything of any spiritual value. Fruitfulness is the natural outcome of a life that is connected to Jesus Christ, the vine. This fruit is not merely personal gain, but encompasses the fruits of the Spirit. Impacts on the and how it impacts on the lives of others and advances God's kingdom. fruit, the product of what we do, is evidence of our connection. The fruit includes both inner transformation and outward impact. You understand that? The fruit changes us. It changes who and what we are when we stay connected to Jesus Christ. And because of who and what we are, affects the impact, is how it affects those that we come in contact with, those that we know and love, family members or friends or just strangers. You can't fake fruit. It is there. It is obvious. It grows naturally from what's inside. And in that Christian life, fruit looks like this. Looks like love. Looks like joy. Looks like peace. Looks like patience. It looks like doing what Jesus commands. It looks like how it's impacting others for God's kingdom. Some people, maybe somebody here this morning, I don't know. Some people say they're connected to Jesus, but their life is full of bitterness and pride, gossip and unforgiveness. That's not the fruit of the Spirit. Another question. How is your fruit today? Is the character of Christ growing in you? Are you around you, are people around you being affected by your walk in life? Your walk with Jesus Christ? Are you resistant or receptive to pruning? Pruning is a necessary process for any plant that is expected to bear fruit. This just came to mind. It's not up there on the screen, but I think it's a good example of being connected with Jesus Christ and how it impacts people around us. When you're in public, when you're in a restaurant, do you fold your hands and bow your head and pray at that table before you eat? Do you do that? When you see somebody doing that, how does that affect you? What is your thoughts of that person? When you do it, don't you wonder what the people next to you are thinking? Wow. One thing that I've noticed, they serve me my food in a restaurant, or when I'm around the table, and I'm the only one that takes time to pray, I notice that the other people at that table do too. You ever see that? I experienced exactly that. You know where I experienced it? This is going to shock you. I experienced it at a meal at the annual convention of the United Methodist Church in Michigan. Every person at that table did not pray before they ate. These are clergy. These are leaders of the church. And the next day, we were having a meal, and I noticed some of them that did not pray the day before prayed at that next meal. Now, does that just strike you as powerful? Prayer is just one example. That same thing has the same effect with our actions and our words. We're pruned. Get back on what it says up there. Through trials and challenges and discipline of the Lord, we are pruned. This process, though painful at times, is designed to strip away anything that hinders growth and to make us more like Christ. Pruning is not punishment. It's preparation. God removes things from our lives that are getting in the way of greater fruitfulness. Are there areas in your life where God is pruning you? Or are there areas in your life you wish God would prune you? Sometimes it feels like we're being cut back, but it's because God sees more in us than we see in ourselves. He's not content with some fruit. He wants a lot of fruit. He wants that vine to be hanging down close to the ground full of fruit. So how do you respond when God prunes you? What do you mean? You took that away from me. You got to be kidding me. Blah, 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 blah. Or thank you, Jesus. I needed that pruning. Do we respond with anger and resistance? Or with trust and surrender? Are you disconnected or are you dependent? Verse 5 that we read this morning ends with a powerful truth. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you read them words or you hear them words this morning, it should humble us. On our own, we can do nothing that lasts, nothing that pleases God, nothing that brings eternal fruit. We can do a lot of activities, but not true ministry. A lot of work, but not true worship. True connection means total dependence on Jesus Christ. Because we are the branch. A branch cannot live without the vine, Jesus Christ. We can't live a Christian life. Every breath, every step, every act of love comes from Him. Are you depending on Jesus in all that you say and do? Are you living like you need Him or like you've got it under control? Jesus gives us a sober warning. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. And I think the scripture even showed us an example of how the farmer comes along and rakes them up, all these branches that have withered, and lay on the ground and burns them. Ooh. You see, this branches sever themselves from the vine and no longer have a spiritual life. This illustrates the danger of spiritual neglect. When we disconnect from Jesus, our faith withers. Our spiritual vitality diminishes, and we lose sight of God's purpose. Now, I say that this morning, not to scare you, but to remind you of the supreme importance of our relationship with Christ. Without him, there is no life or fruitfulness. So I ask you this morning, are you glorifying yourself? Or are you bringing glory and honor to God? This is not a blank check for personal desires. When you are abiding in Christ, your prayers align with the will of God. You begin to desire what he desires, and your prayers will reflect his purpose. The ultimate goal, Jesus says, is to glorify the Father by bearing much fruit and showing ourselves to be his disciples. We know. It confirms to us that we are disciples of Christ by the fruit that lays at our feet, by the fruit that we see that blooms and grows with others around us. Is your connection occasional or continual? Is it passive or fruitful? Is it resistant or receptive to pruning? Is it disconnected or dependent? Is it for your glory or God's? So I challenge you this morning. Jesus isn't looking for fans. He's looking for branches. He's not impressed with surface level religion. He's looking for deep, lasting connection. If you feel fruitless, abide in the vine. If you feel disconnected, return to Jesus Christ. Now, I give you a lot of questions this morning. I challenge you to search yourselves. Answer these questions. And if you find out you're not establishing very much fruit, then I challenge you to reconnect to the vine. Be a branch that is being fed by the vine. Be a branch that produces fruit, because the vine lives within us. And all of God's people said, amen. Our closing hymn, "There Shall Be Showers of Blessings."
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
God of day and night time, hear us. God of tears and laughter, bless us. God of love and power, uphold us. And all of God's people said, amen. Thank you, everyone.
Do.